This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, I got a few things I want to get to with you here, but let you...
No. Go first, ahead. Please. Hey, listen, get a good night for both our teams last night, Heat and Panthers. You just brought up. Both getting wins. Panthers, man, they look real good. Penalty killing last night was just perfect against Lightning. Best power play in hockey. And they were smoking hot coming in. They get a 2-1 win there. Barkov with a couple of goals. Big Bob playing also at a high level here. Had a shutout in his last game. Gives up just the one goal last night. And then the Heat. Man, that's what you do against bad teams right there. You beat them. And they beat them up pretty good, even a little bit shorthanded. A lot of guys out last night, but get that 16-point win. And congratulations to Bam. And, boy, I'll tell you what, a lot of the topics around sports right now are right here in South Florida with the Cam Ward story. I love they're trying, and we done some stuff with Cam, and this Cam thing, and they're trying to rank him where he would have gone last year. That's their big one, and Cam would have been behind the top quarterbacks that were taken in the first round last year. And look, it looks like a pretty good class last year overall. Looks like a pretty good class. Still to be determined. There's a guy in Minnesota that's probably going to start this year. So we'll find out about him. And in Chicago, we got another new offense coming in, Woody. They changed everybody again. Like every year, the guy gets somebody new is going to be in there. But, yeah, we'll find out. But Cam is starting to look like clearly the best quarterback in this draft. You hear that some of the reports, by the way? Sanders is real – I was just reading some of his stuff. Came across real cocky in some of his interviews. And I guess some of the guys in the league were upset. What do you want him to do? Of course he's going to be confident. He wants to let you know. I don't know. Everybody's different. Anyway, what do you got for me, Woody? Go ahead. I know.
Well, no, someone brought this up earlier, and they were naming, like, difficult wide receivers that we've had down here. And we've had a few. And I was just curious. You've dealt with all of them, the worst of them. I think Mike Wallace was put in that category.
Well,
Brandon Marshall. Like, I don't know
Brandon
who stands
Marshall,
out
Brandon Marshall's
to you
by
as the worst.
Brandon Marshall's by himself.
Okay.
Let's just start there. Brandon Marshall was by himself. I think he even admitted when he left that we caught him at a bad time with his, what was that, and what's that, social anxiety? What was that thing he had?
Yeah, something.
Disorder of some kind. Yeah, that was brutal. That was brutal to watch up close. He, I know, it was bad. He's by himself, just so you know. I know Mike Wallace did, that thing didn't end great either. We thought we had that, that guy, and he and that didn't work. And
you remember the Mike Wallace thing? That's kind of funny.
Oh,
remember?
The interview.
We can't get the deep ball.
Remember that
they
thing?
They can't
at the
get
end?
The timing.
By the way, he got some other receivers to talk on his behalf, and the Dolphins just came in and got. Mike knew he was gone, and they got rid of the guy that did it that was standing next to him. I thought it was funny. I don't know if you remember that whole thing.
I do remember that, yeah.
And it was like, that's just another form of dysfunction. It was years ago. I don't remember. Was that a Jeff Ireland, Mike Wallace? I'm not sure who was running the show.
Remember how exciting
then.
It was when we brought that guy in, though?
Oh, we were pumped up. I don't know if he and Ryan Tannehill connected like twice, did they ever?
No, that was the big thing with them. That could have been one of the worst free agent signings ever, too. I don't know where you ranked that one, but that thing was a mess.
So the problem is we have brought some of those guys. And Dominican Sue, you look back at that, and yeah, we were more physical having him. But that guy ended up being a complete turd. By the way, another guy said he could have handled things after years of being gone. Like, you know, I was pretty good everywhere, but, you know, I could have been better. I could have been a better leader and a better teammate. That, yeah, you think? Some of the stories about him. I just don't know. Like, we get these guys, and we spend a lot of money. We're a big splash. Mr. Ross is going through that. I want the big – give me a big splash guy. And that one was not good. As good as he was, and he was really good, and he left here, and he had some good years, and, you know, but, man, he was doing it his own way here, folks, to put it nicely without going through the history of it. So, yeah, we have had
they haven't had a really good team in 25 years, so.
I got away from the –
Right? I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in that stretch, so you can't really say they had much of a good team at any point.
No, it's
– So everything they've done hasn't worked.
It's been rough.
For a quarter century. Everything they've done hasn't worked. That's hard to do.
It is hard to do. You're right. And you know what happens with this whole thing is the mistakes you make when you're not winning, they just become a bigger issue, right? Like the 49ers missed on Trey Lance. Nobody said a word because they go to Super Bowl and they got their seventh round pick.
That's a bad example.
No, it's a good example.
The Brock Purdy thing's a joke.
That was a terrible.
That's a joke, man, that the guy ends up being good. You pick him that late in the draft with a throwaway pick,
yeah,
and he ends up being that
good.
They
went up. They went all in. Like, they had all their people.
I know, but that's
lucky. They moved
up
to get Trey Lance.
That's like the Brady thing. That's just a lucky pick.
You can say whatever you want. Then give me some luck.
Well, we
give
don't
us
have
a
any
little
luck,
bit
but
luck.
I'm just saying, like, that. Those are lucky picks.
Let the NFL gods, like, go, you know what? We've made this team suffer enough. But, no, I can't put Tyreek in the class. He's been too productive, and we've won games with him. Brandon Marshall was a different level. I think if he was even to be honest, I mean, stuff, the knife fight with the wife stuff, and we're trying to cover that up, going out to the house, and so it doesn't sound, I mean, that was a rough time. That was not a good time for
his post playing career has been a mess too. I mean, everything the guy touches turns to crap.
I don't know.
Right? I mean, he had the podcast going, and he, you know, was himself. And
that
then
probably was not moving, changing teams as much as he did. Well, he got traded. There's nothing he could do because everybody got tired of his act. But that not sticking with Channing and Ryan was probably the dumbest thing he's ever done in his life.
That's saying a lot. He's had a lot of missteps in his career.
That was
playing career and post.
That was a false start.
Yeah,
that was a bad one, but that's not even close though, because I don't know if you remember Chad and Matt at quarterback, Henny and Matt Moore. You ought to hear those stories. You get those guys. So those guys were beer drinkers. If you could ever get those guys out, some of the stories, just like. He didn't wait to talk to him privately about issues he had with their throws and where they were, and yeah, it was bad. That he and apparently he lost every mirror at his house because when it wasn't going well, he never looked to take any responsibility at all for stuff.
So wide receiver position aside, is he the most difficult guy you've come across?
Who's that?
Brandon Marshall?
Brandon's by himself.
All positions included.
Yes. You remember that when he got out in front that day, came out and told us about that? I can't remember the name of it. It was one of the first times about it's a mental illness that he has, and he was talking about trying to control it and wanted us to have a better feel. We went through it here on the radio station. Michael Irvin was doing the show. Michael was doing a show and he wasn't showing up for it. He was a mess. Just one after. Remember the airport? Got out of the taxi cab, took off running. The guy goes, "You owe me $140, jerky. I know who you are." Brandon's running through some airport. He goes, "This is not where I want to be." Oh, that was some classics.
So just someone was texting in about Mike Wallace here, just to give you a little idea of what he did in his career. So he had 750 yards his rookie season. Then he had almost 1,300, then almost 1,200
following
couple of years. Then he had a down year in 2012. He had 836 yards. Then he comes to Miami. He has in 2013, 930 yards,
okay,
and 862 yards.
Yeah.
He did have 10 touchdowns in 2014. That was, I mean, clearly a little bit of a drop-off there.
What was the last year? Because the last year...
We had one good year. He had 2016. He had 1,000 yards in Baltimore.
Okay.
But that was it.
Well, the last year here was not good, especially when those guys decided to get up together. And the guy said, I'm talking on behalf of Mike. And Mike was standing there. That was a strange time. That was a little different. I don't know how they thought that was going to end for him. Because we...
Was he more difficult, or he just didn't work out? I mean, I don't know if I remember him being particularly difficult.
I don't remember that part either.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
Oh my God, dude!
Are you doing a history lesson today?
No, I mean it's all bad. It's all bad. As far back as I can remember, it's all bad.
I honestly didn't know a lot of stuff about Ndamukong Suh until, first of all, he said something, which, you know how you go through your career and he goes, well, I have some regrets, you know, way I handle things in Miami. And by then I knew about him. You know, the biggest thing he did was, you know, those guys took out the rookie class. And instead of the initiation they have now, which could be tough. Like, some guys didn't like it. Sometimes it didn't end. Sometimes it could carry through part of the year. And some guys don't do well with it. And if you don't play the game with the vets, they can, you know, it used to be kind of tough. That was old school. But the 1 year, I don't remember, I thought I heard $90,000 bill that they ran up at Prime 112. Went to Prime 112, rookie class, went together, and they ran the bill up. And the story that really bothered everybody, Ndamukong Suh ate and left, didn't stay around, but took a bag or two full of expensive wine, steaks, all kinds of stuff from Prime 112 to take home to run the bill up even more. Now, that's a real jerk-off move. It really is. One of the great moves of all time. I don't remember, but I do remember talking to a couple of guys that were in that rookie class that weren't happy, that had to play next to him. They didn't think much of him after that. Yeah, that was... of course, you see one guy do it, then they're all going to start running stuff up. Now, I don't know if they're still doing that because guys are making a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. I don't expect a lot of sympathy for, you know, a first or second round pick that are getting millions of dollars for signing bonus. But I don't think they do that anymore. I think that was kind of it. I think that got out. I think the team wasn't real happy with some of that stuff. But, yeah, man, it's through the years, man. Yeah. But I think Brandon's by himself. I think Brandon wins that race every day of the week. Just so you know. All right. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here and trying to figure this out. There is some more stuff that we'll come back and talk about with the Miami Dolphins. By the way, we got some Canes news to make you feel a little bit better. Looked a lot better in that defensive secondary. And I know it's only the first day, but I saw guys flying around, man. And that money... And the players that were spent in recruiting and the transfer portal could make a big difference with the experience of guys you had from last year coming back. Speaking of experience, I love telling people about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yes, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, 35 years of experience, man. And you know what I like most? I like when somebody tells you, come and let us handle your case for you, that they mean it. Like, they don't hand it off to anybody. Yeah, they're the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Matter of fact, I want you to go to CohenandJudah.com and find out some of the companies that they've had to go against, and they've kicked butt, and they're going to do it for you. And if you're not happy with the smallest thing called communication with the law firm you're with your injury right now, you can leave any day you want. You can leave any time you want. And I think you'll like Harvey and Gary a lot. You'll like the message. You'll like the work ethic, and you'll love the communication. Find out more. Check out. Go to ConanJudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who can you can always get a hold of by phone, even on the weekends. So listen, if you're going through any kind of injury right now, put them on the list. Find out. Go down and meet with them. ConanJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, drinks, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster. Get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Good stuff going on there. And we also want to just say, first of all, congratulations to Jimmy Johnson. He's officially retired. We had him on the other day, asked him, and sounded like he was getting real close. Retired from Fox after a long, long career in football. Won a national championship with University of Miami. Went to the Dallas Cowboys. Won a couple of Super Bowls. Honestly, probably after he left, they put on automatic pilot, and they got some more. But anyway, 81 years old, Jimmy going to enjoy himself fishing and walking with his buddies down there drinking, let me see, Heinekens and margaritas probably. I see him, right? A few margaritas down there. So anyway, congratulations to Jimmy. And last night was a Bam and Barkoff night. Bam 19 and 15, another double-double for him. And I was a little surprised by that, Woody. That kind of happened fast. All-time leader in double-doubles. Is that what I saw? 222
yeah,
now?
Yeah, 222. Well, he's underappreciated, man. I think people don't really, you know, give him the credit that he deserves for being a really, really good player.
Plays a lot. Doesn't seem to miss lot of games.
He's on the USA team for a reason.
For a reason.
Right?
That's a good point.
He does a lot of stuff that doesn't show up in the stat column, and I get that. And look, the other problem is the team's been very mediocre for a while now, and people are not used to that with the Heat.
No, you're right.
Not the Dolphins. It's like, and, you know, it's not really acceptable.
They're fighting to get back to 500. I got to tell you, the other guy we got to talk about here is Barkoff. On just how good he is. A couple of goals last night in that second period. Just he's a quiet guy, so he doesn't help his own cause, right? I mean, he is a quiet guy, the quiet captain. But, man, he is. I know everybody in the business, or if you're a big hockey fan, you know how good he is. But to the average fan, maybe until last year, because he's so good defensively and can score. Like, he could score 30, 40 goals if he wanted, if that was it. And great setting guys up. He's just really should appreciate how good he is and has been for a long, long time. And win that Stanley Cup obviously helped. And we look at a lot of their top players a lot differently now once you go to the Stanley Cup back-to-back years, man. And they are loading up for another run here, man. They are loading up. And I don't think they're done. Don't be surprised, man. They've got some more money to play with now that Matthew Tkachuk is on that long-term IR, which means he's eligible to come back for the playoffs. They can use that money now, his money, to fill out that roster if they need to. So, and I'm guessing they got Seth Jones that they're not done. If they think they need something else and that they're going to make a move to try, hey, you get this close. I know a lot of our teams aren't in that position, but you get that close, man. You add pieces and you go for it. 79 points again, tied with Toronto at the top. Tampa Bay is a few points behind them. But, boy, they've got a really good team. And hopefully, you know, the best news, honestly, would have Matthew Tkachuk back for the playoffs. But they're in great shape right now, man. Trade deadline is 3 o'clock on Friday. And we'll see what happens. But Barkov, man, and Big Bob. I don't want to forget about how good Big Bob's been, especially these last two games. Had a shutout before this and had 28 saves last night. And the penalty killing was fantastic against Tampa Bay. So, hey, that's some of the stuff. I know we got a lot of other stuff going on here right now and a lot of the NFL. I noticed nothing else is going on that day in the NFL except the league will be down here looking at, hey, this is the best talent they've had for a while now, starting with Cam Ward and working your way down to Rivers and Restrepo and Arroyo and Martinez and Brown and George, and the list goes on and on of Maui Noah and all those guys will get a chance to work out down here and get ready for their pro day. That's March 24th. And are we set, Woody? Is that we're going to be there?
Yes, that's the plan at the moment, yes.
All right, so that would be great and see. Yeah, man. Well, I'll tell you what, you're watching Cam Ward. He didn't throw. He didn't do much, actually. I think he just did interviews and stuff. But Cam Ward, I mean, they've seen the throws he makes. I'm guessing he has spent some time with him. You're talking about moving up to get him. You're talking about giving up first-round picks to give him, or you're thinking about making him the first overall pick or the second, or I don't know.
I never understood the whole pro day thing. Like, I mean, it's great because, you know, they're all going to be back at the building. We'll get to see them all. Like, that's great for us. But what do these guys gain from watching this guy throw to his receivers with no one there? Like,
I'm guessing.
I mean, I just don't, like, I don't know. I assume most college quarterbacks can make those throws that he's going to make, right? I mean, he's just throwing to his guys. No defense.
Well, he should throw better because he's actually been thrown to these guys. That's why a lot of guys like to wait and throw.
Yeah,
but
I was saying, like, there's enough film on that. I mean, the guy's got a whole season worth of film if you want to watch his throws.
If I'm not mistaken, only three guys didn't throw at the combine. There are a bunch of guys that did, but I saw Milroe from Alabama did not throw. And then, obviously, Sanders and Ward did not throw. But we'll see. See, man, all I know is there are going to be a lot of private planes making their way down here from NFL cities starting with that quarterback position, right? And if you are thinking about taking them, you want to know everything about them. Mario, can I talk to you? Can I talk to Coach Shannon? Can I?
It was funny what we were talking about yesterday, though, how, like, these guys would never say anything bad about their own guy. Like, and we've had that happen, right? It's like Deion Jordan. Like, you're not going to call him up. They're going to say, the guy's nuts.
Like,
steer clear.
Somebody told me when they went through that whole thing and, you know, they moved up and they're going, yes, we're going to be able to get that guy. And they were pumped. I mean, Jeff Ireland was doing the pee-pee dance in front of the team and the scouts. And we talked to and I remember they were going, we talked to Oregon coaches. And I was like, what'd you think they were going to say? What'd you think Oregon coaches were going to say? You think they're going to rip him and like, for future players want to go to Oregon, you need to go back to the Bay Area where he grew up, and there were some demons running around there that people apparently nobody wanted to say anything. By the way, nice guy. Woody, you were there for that, right?
It was great.
Couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah,
shows up, did interviews, had a million-dollar smile.
Doesn't make him a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy.
No.
He just didn't work. I mean, it wasn't like a John Martin thing where I'm going to take everyone around me down too. He just wasn't a good player.
It's not on Jonathan Martin and it's not on Deion.
The Jonathan Martin thing is frustrating because he took the entire thing down with him.
But it's not,
you know what I mean? Like,
it's not their job to, like, hey, I don't know if you really want, I appreciate you talking to me and stuff, but I just got to be honest. I got some things to work out here.
I mean, they could be more forthcoming, but I understand why they wouldn't be. Yeah, I get that.
He got paid.
No, I understand.
Once they got it, as soon as they
but
signed
again,
that
least
contract.
At Deion Jordan was like a harmless kind of guy. Like, John Martin left a kind of a pretty bad wake of destruction, right? Like, John Martin could have just walked away on his own,
Deion,
and it would have sucked, but, like, all right,
let me tell you
fine.
Something. Jeff Ireland will have Dion on his resume the rest of his life.
I don't think he cares, man. He's working still. I don't think he cares.
Who's that?
Jeff Ireland.
Hey, assistant GM in
he's fine.
New Orleans.
I don't think he cares. I think you care more than he does.
About that miss?
Yeah.
I don't think you're proud of that. I don't think there's ever been a GM. Not that GMs go around saying I messed up because
no,
they
but
don't.
I think it bothers you that's more not good than for it bothers business. Him, if I had to guess. I'm guessing he doesn't think about it as much as you do.
I would love to see GMs take more responsibility when they whiff, yes.
You talking about our guy?
I'm just talking in general.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice.
There's always this positive spin, and I get it. I probably
we're a very
do the
positive
same thing.
Franchise. We've become a very positive.
What about the O-line? I know you guys
franchise.
Been on this O-line. Those guys work hard. I'll back those guys any day of the week. That's the hardest working O-line. They don't deserve this.
When okay. they say you're the hardest working, that means you usually suck.
I didn't say
right?
suck, but
well, that's what it means. No, it's like a cover-up.
You got
it's
some
like,
good players on there. And
they work really hard.
Butch,
they play
the
their
way,
asses off. They're not very good, but they play their asses off.
Hey, look, I happen to think Butch Berry's a really good coach. Matter of fact, I think Mike's got some really, really good coaches on that staff. Really, really good coaches on that staff. And I think Butch is one of those guys. But listen, every coach there needs – we need better players. We can go through this. We need better players at the front part of this roster, and we need better players – at the back end of the 53. All right, we got to go to break here, Woody. We've got more stuff coming here. We got Kyle Crabbs going to join us. Ed Jovanovsky will join us this morning. We need a little Jovo. Saw him last night. What do you
Speaking
got?
Of Jovo with fighting, we got an interesting memorabilia fight going on. I'll get to in the headlines here.
Oh, really?
We got a legal battle going on. Never a shortage of those, but...
Hey, Woody, I don't have it, but if I would have had that... That football, the first one, I don't have it. But if I would have.
You're making that clear. Gotcha.
What do you think, Doug?
Why don't we take bids? You want to put it up
for a fake
like
bid?
Like a theoretical
bid? No, I
don't
want to do that. I thought you knew. This is the stuff you like to do.
What do you mean you think I know? I don't know. It's whatever someone's willing to pay for it.
I thought you knew.
If I had to guess, just to put a number, like a starting number, I'd say 500.
No way. You're trying to make me feel bad.
No, I mean, you're talking about one of the most significant quarterbacks. You have nothing, not nothing, but you don't have as much to do with it as the guy who threw the ball.
No, it's about the guy who threw the ball. No question.
Was it your first touchdown,
no,
too?
No.
It wasn't, right?
No, I'm the first to tell you that it was him, not me.
Yeah, hey. But I showed you his debut tickets are really expensive. Like, his... Dan's stuff is very collectible.
All right. Well, good, because I want to make sure, because you're not getting
anything.
But if
that ball surfaces, though, you let me know. We'll.
I want to take a second here to tell you about Beverly's Jewelry. You're done with that stuff. I'm done. I hope you have some good stuff coming up here. But I do love talking about Jeff and Amanda and Beverly's Jewelers, family-owned and operated. My jeweler for more than 30 years, and they have an incredible offer you don't want to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond VVS Clarity e-color set in a custom-made 14-karat diamond ring for just $3,999. Everybody keeps asking me. I said, no, it's gorgeous. Choose from all shapes, larger size available at similar prices. But hurry, this deal is only for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too if you right now are thinking about getting engaged or have a big one coming up, an anniversary, a birthday. They're in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard, or go online to bevjewelers.com. Get more information. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us, bud?
All right, Joe, how about this? The Dallas Mavericks deciding to stick it to their fans here by raising season ticket prices by an average of 8.6% next season.
Ooh.
The increase is due to, quote, ongoing investments in the team and fan engagement.
Something fans don't want to hear. There's one other thing fans don't want to hear. Do you want that one? They want to hear that you don't see, the fan base doesn't see where you're spending your money, and we got a brand new clubhouse, and we got a whole bunch of people in the front office that we paid.
Yeah,
that really doesn't turn people on.
Shouldn't come out of the fans' pockets.
Yeah,
pretty amazing. By the way, Kyrie got hurt pretty significantly last night, it appeared. So the Dallas Mavericks, they are, you talk about a team that's going to be cursed for a while.
Oh.
That's got to be the worst trade ever.
How's Luka? Luka's been kind of up and down, huh, so far?
Oh, he's figuring, they're winning, he's figuring though. It out.
They're winning a lot of games, getting after people defensively.
Man, oh man. Guy took you to the finals last year and you dumped him because he's fat.
He didn't look that fat. I was watching
him. I don't think he looks that fat either, but who knows, man. I don't know.
Everybody's going, by the way, they've leaked it out. He used to weigh 230. We think he's closer to 260 now.
All right, Joe, we go to soccer next. This did not take long. Lionel Messi missed the game on Sunday, the Houston Dynamo. It was a road match there. They said
they didn't need him.
He did not travel. Well, that's not the point. It said he was not injured. He did not travel because of a coach's decision to rest him due to the congested team schedule. Fans paid well over $200 for tickets to the match. And afterwards, or I guess when they had announced this, Joe, like after the announcement here, they offered fans who attended the match complimentary tickets to a future game here because, again, everyone just essentially got screwed.
It was on the road, right? It was at
Houston. Yeah, yeah. But, you know. I don't know, man, if the guy's
healthy.
He can't
play every game.
He can't play. Okay.
Do you think at 37 or 38, he can't play every game?
I think this is more of, again, I've said this from the beginning, I think it's more about people just want to see him on the field. I don't think it matters if he plays the whole match. I don't think it matters what he does out
Inter
there.
Inter Miami wants to win a championship with him.
That's lovely, but this is more than just, you know, again, why do you think people paid $200?
I love you, Ben. You become such a...
But why do you think people paid in excess of $200 to go
they
see
should let him
soccer,
know.
An MLS match?
They should let him know, like, hey, by the way, we looked at our schedule. He won't be playing in your game, Houston. We don't think you're very good. We can win with it. We can win without him in that game.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I think that's tough for those fans, but whatever. Right?
I'd like to see him healthy for all the home games for these fans.
Okay. That's nice.
I know you care about
him. He is healthy,
fan.
By the way. He was just tired, apparently. Anyway, Joe, we go to
your sarcasm is just unbelievable.
Oh, I think it sucks. I think it sucks for fans that shell out that kind of money.
So you want him to just play until he's hurt, and then once he's hurt,
him to keep playing?
They should have just told him. The team should have just said he's hurt.
I think that he should have, at the very least, he should travel out there and he should start play a little bit, run around out there a little bit. The talent in that league is terrible. Like, just run around a little bit. You know, dominate these guys like you do every game, and just, you know. But if he's healthy, he should probably try to at least show up.
When'd you start caring about Inter Miami so much?
I care about the common man, Joe, the fan.
Yeah. You're just a regular guy to go out and talk to, I can tell you that. You're just, hey, let's go talk to Woody over there.
I care, bro. I care about the fan.
You're such a caring dude, man. I noticed that about you.
Honestly, it happened to me, so I'm just kind of pissed off about the whole situation, but... Remember, I took my kid to the game.
They
teased him on. He's playing social media, and he didn't even show up. Anyway,
he can miss some more games.
I'm sure he will. Johnny Manziel back in the news here, Joe, but not exactly him. His mom Michelle arrested for DWI in their little town there in Texas, 65 miles northwest of San Antonio.
I saw the picture.
You saw the mugshot?
I did.
What'd you think?
When was the last time somebody had a mugshot after drinking all night and getting arrested? That no one's ever had a good picture. That's never your best picture.
No.
Right? You look like somebody's going to spend some time, a few hours in a jail cell. It's just not a great picture.
Probably not. No. But anyway, the Manziel's back in the news.
But this time it was mom.
We never miss. Manziel's
don't
are in the
worry.
News. We'll never miss.
Don't worry. Mom's going to be able to get out quickly. Dad will get her out there.
Johnny's doing great things, by the way.
What's Johnny
He's
doing?
He's cleaned up his act.
You're such a Johnny fan.
I do like
you
him.
You love to party
I
with
do.
Johnny.
I do like Johnny.
Johnny, party with me.
Johnny's ever in Miami. Hit us up. You'd go out with him. You'd think he's cool. I know you rip him on the air, but you would kiss his ass if he was going to take us out to a big night.
Would he? Not me. Those days are done, brother. Mostly done.
We'll see, yeah.
Mostly done.
All right, a couple of auction items here, Joe. Jackie Robinson rookie card. Here they are saying this is a 1948 Leaf card. It is regarded as Robinson's true rookie card. This is graded a PSA 8.
Oh, gosh.
it is expected to go for over $400,000.
Wow.
The sad thing is I feel like you probably might have had one of these, right? 48?
No.
No?
No.
You were a young man then. You were
no, it's not funny.
No?
It's not funny. I know you're trying to take a shot.
It's not a shot. I'm just saying.
No, I...
All right. And in our last
I had
one
some
here,
cards. Now, don't get me wrong. I had some cards.
Yeah?
As a kid,
We all did.
I wish I'd have taken care of them. I wish somebody in my life would have said, hey, dumbass... Put those cards away. Keep them in air conditioning. Don't let them get around the bicycle.
All right.
Leave them alone.
This last one here, this is a crappy story, man. I remember we talked about this like, I don't know, I want to say like a week ago. Remember the jersey swap, the little five-year-old kid swapped jerseys with Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah.
He gave him his jersey, yes. little kid jersey.
Thought it was a nice
Wemby
story.
Hands him the jersey. Yeah, it was like the greatest. You know, they sent out a nice tweet about it. This is the greatest jersey swap ever. All this nice stuff. So they decided to sell the jersey.
The kid sold
Golden it. Auctions. I don't think a five-year-old is capable of making such a decision. So,
by the way, this is why, just so you know, this is why superstars aren't always real excited about signing and doing stuff.
Yes,
because everybody's
the parents are out of control,
flipping it, trying to make a buck off them.
I just don't think the five-year-old had any say in this. I don't know. I have an eight-year-old that.
Can you imagine
really
a five-year-old going, "Hey, Dad, could use some of that money right now"?
Well, yeah,
get you and Mom a car, but you got to give me some candy.
My eight-year-old was all bent out of shape. He had a Pokemon card trade or something that went wrong. I don't know. So,
really,
but, yeah. I mean, it's these kids have buyer's remorse or seller's remorse or whatever. But anyway,
I don't know a five-year-old that's going, "Dad, how do we do on this?" Let's sell it. I can get that. What kind of money, Dad?
But this was under very strange circumstances. So Wemby gets hurt the day before the auction is slated to end. So I don't know that this had, you know, a major negative effect on the selling price. It only sold for $73,000, which if you followed, you know, we've done a lot of Wemby memorabilia on this segment here, Joe. That is low end for a Wemby game used jersey, especially like it's got the, you know, the photo match with the swap and everything. So long story short, they are suing to try to get the jersey back. The dad and I guess the son are suing to try to get the jersey back. They're trying to stop the sale. Golden Auctions is like, yeah, can't do that. It's not how this works.
Yeah. Well, you dumbasses did it. Now it's too late.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, again, it's a really sad story because I feel terrible for the five-year-old kid. The dad's a moron, but I feel sorry for the five-year-old because you'll be like, oh, my dad sold this thing. He sold it again. It sold for $73,000, which I don't know what that's going to end up after auction fees, maybe $60,000. He man. Takes home?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I thought it was going to be a lot more.
Now, look, man, I don't know. Wemby could never play again, or he could come back and be a massive star. I have no idea how this is going to go down here, Joe, but nevertheless, man, that kid's going to have that really cool picture, and he's going to be like, yeah, my dad sold the jersey.
Yeah. I haven't seen a five-year-old yet that said, Dad, what can we get for it? Driving home. What can we get for it? We got to move.
Guy's hot right now. Does suck, by the way, that the guy got hurt like while the auction was going on. But even if it sold for more than that, like, I mean, you're still gonna have massive remorse for selling that.
Yeah.
All right, that's tough, man.
No,
tough.
I know. That's all right.
Don't sell your kids stuff. It's a good lesson for the parents out there.
We got Kyle Crabbe's going to join us Locked On Fins podcast after just being at the Combine and talk a little bit about the Dolphins. Ed Jovanovski will join us a little bit later. We'll talk about what's going on with the Panthers right now as They get another real good win at home against Tampa Bay last night. The Barkoff Show continues. Right now, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, man. People ask me almost every day. I'll see somebody, and it starts with, hey, kid, Joe, where do most of the pros in this town go when they get injured? Like, well, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins. We got the Tennis Open, Miami Tennis Open. They're going to Baptist Health doctors will be out there, and FIU, FAU, and go on and on. But, yeah, and then they asked me, well, can you get me in to see this specialist? Is somebody? I said, well, no, but you can get yourself in there, man. That's what Baptist Health South Florida does. Not only takes care of our high school, college, and professional athletes, but take care of all of us, man, with some of the top specialists. It is one of the top 50 sports medicine programs in the country. Boy, they got an all-star lineup of surgeons and specialists that you're going to love. You're going to love the results. Now, the good news is we got great doctors. The bad news is you're sooner or later, if you're competitive, you're going to get hurt. But knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, they got doctors for every part of the body. You can't be the best until you get some of the best doctors for everything, including hand specialists. They do it all. And with three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, to Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, to 595 in Pine Island Implantation, it is hot right now, man. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Set up an appointment. One goal from those doctors is about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.